Hi there, Good Word fam. It's Tisha Lewis with the Good Word Podcast, and we are rocking and rolling. I know it's been a little while, a little brief summer break now that we're going into fall, but we are here with Todd Delaney, gospel artist, and you've been on the podcast before, at least on Good Day DC. I know that for sure, and we're so thrilled to have you on the podcast. You have some really amazing projects that you are working on. Delaney Land, did I get that correct?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Delaney Land Music.
That's your latest and greatest. So tell us a little bit about that and what you've been up to.
So a little bit about Delaney Land Music. We started a subscription-based music production company. So for people out there that never thought they'd have a chance to record, never thought they'd have the budget to record, we have launched a production company that is affordable for the novice, for somebody that just wants to sing a song to their wife, somebody that's like, hey, I don't want to spend an arm and a leg on production, but you still get a chance to work with some of the top tier producers. We never imagined that we get the response that we got, but right away people are like, dude, I've always wanted to record. I just didn't want to spend $1 million to do it. And so it's just been a beautiful thing. And then of course I'm still traveling around. We got a new album that's out called Anthems in Glory that's doing amazing. And we're actually in the top five this week with our single Revelation 4. So I just got a full load on my plate. I got a baby on the way next month. I got everything going.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
That is so awesome. And you know, some people may be hearing your voice or hearing who you are for the first time. You are a Grammy nominated gospel artist, also former baseball player, which is an interesting combination. The Good Word Podcast is a faith-based podcast. We don't shy away from that. So you are wonderful to be here with us. We are so appreciative that you're taking some time out to chat with us. You've managed to stay very, very busy as we kind of navigate through this pandemic. How are you navigating?
Well, you know, it's bringing out a creativity that I didn't even know was on the inside of me. Of course, now everything is virtual. Everything is like you connect with people now online. Church is virtual. And so, you know, it forces everybody to be creative, to come out of what your normal routine is and figure out ways to reach people and impact people. And so that's really, you know, what's been keeping me busy is just trying to be creative enough to be relevant in a time where so much despair, so much like, you know, negativity. And that's been joy for me. Like that's brought me so much joy to be able to reach people in this crazy time. Like you know, I think that I never imagined that I would be living in a time where we have to wear masks. And that, you know, I remember when they would tell you to take that mask off if you came in somewhere with a mask. Now it's like, you better put that mask on. And so it's just a whole new dynamic that I just have to grow and learn and continue to be positive, because that's what we need today more than ever.
You know, and you brought up a really good point about, you know, we have to wear masks and there's so many mitigation factors because we are still navigating this coronavirus pandemic. How are you performing as an artist?
Well, so we really wore the virtual experience all the way out. Like, I mean, we, you know, performing in a room by yourself, it's not as easy as it looks. I mean, we were performing and videoing and sending out videos to everybody. And then the concerts now have started again. I'll be in Orlando, Florida this weekend. But even those, you know, you just kind of hangs in the balance because you don't know when they're going to shut it back down, if they're going to shut it back down, especially with the second strand that we have that's now really increasing. So you just never know. But like I said, the beauty is if you're creative, then it really, really doesn't matter because you find ways to impact people. And that's all I've been doing and taking joy in it. And it's allowed me to continue to be successful, both financially and in ministry.
I love what you're doing with this. It's really an on-demand production company. This is something that you don't have to do. So what made you decide to venture into this new direction?
So I saw that there was a need because I realized that people desire to record. They just don't know where to start. Like most everyday people just have no clue how to connect with a real producer, how to connect with real industry people. They look at it and say, man, I sing in the shower. And so when I saw that there was a need for that, We just tried it out and like it really took off. It took off before we were even prepared, Tisha. Like we were not prepared for the number of clients that came aboard, but we had to get prepared quickly because we saw that people are like, dude, I've always wanted to sing. And somebody said to me that was so cool. They said, all the people that you have signed up, you're an answer to their prayer. Like you're an answer to our prayer. We've wanted to get involved in the industry. And so it really has been cool. And just to be like completely honest, this was one of the best business ideas that God's ever given me, but it turned into one of the most powerful ministry tools that now I get a chance to actually take somebody by the hand and throw them into the industry. That's like, it's the coolest thing every day that I get a chance to do.
It is. And it's so important. You know, so many people are out here with big dreams and they don't know where to begin.
Yeah, yeah.
What would be your message to them?
Well, the thing is what we say in the company is it starts with a song. It starts with a song. That's the first step. If you want to get involved in this music industry or even just big dreams in general, you know, it starts with the first step. You have to take the step to get yourself going. Most people, you know, never get a chance to see success because they just never take the first step. And in music industry, the first step for you is a song. If you have a song, we can work with it. If you don't have a song, we got to get started on something that we can present to the people where the people can begin to hear your voice, follow you, and kind of get acquainted with who you are.
Tell us a little bit, you know, I was really intrigued when I learned that you played baseball.
Uh-huh.
How did you transition from playing professional baseball to being a professional, and not just a professional, but Grammy nominated gospel singer?
Yeah, that transition, you know, now that I look at it in hindsight, it was a setup, right? Because I learned so much about entertainment, about doing interviews like this one with you while I was playing baseball, but I had no idea that I'd be singing gospel music. So that transition was kind of crazy because, you know, my family was like, dude, you're out of your mind for leaving behind the highest paid sport in America to go and do something that's unsure, uncertain, especially gospel music, which is probably the lowest paid genre of music in our world, right? And so why would you do that? But you know, I saw that destiny for me was here. This was where I belong, like to be able to empower people, encourage people,
sure,
especially now in the middle of this weird time that we're living in. Now it looks like I was a genius. It looks like, oh, like you actually knew something, when actually I was just following my heart. And here I am, and I'm so glad that I did, because now I'm able to actually touch and impact people more than I think I ever would have done playing on a baseball field.
Sure, sure. Who is it that's inspiring you? Who's in your playlist?
And you know what? Now you broke that question up, because I'm going to answer the first half of it, because the first half of that question would catch a lot of people by surprise. Who's inspiring me? Floyd Mayweather.
Wow.
Yeah, Jake Paul, like people that disrupt normal everyday systems. I love those type of minds that say, you know what, I don't have to do it the way you told me I have to do it. I'm going to do it the way it's in my heart. And so I've been following the kid. Jake Paul is 24 years old and just generated hundreds of millions of dollars the other night fighting a UFC fighter. And he's not a fighter. And so it's just been a beautiful journey to watch him dominate in the business world, doing something that, you know, people say he couldn't do. And of course, Floyd Mayweather has been doing this for a long time, as well as LeBron James, people like that. I really enjoy their, you know, their mind behind their ability. And then as far as who's in my playlist, I have Travis Greene, who's now on my playlist because he just dropped a new record and he's my friend. Tasha Cobbs Leonard, I listen to pretty frequently. Of course, I've been checking out the Kanye new record. You know, I love his movement as well and what he's doing. You know, so I'm a little bit all over the place when it comes to who's in my playlist. You never know what'll come on. You know, 112, I might, you know, it might be a little, hey,
It's funny you mentioned that, because the other day, and I usually have my radio set on Praise FM here in the DC area. Uh-huh. And I remember a song came on, and I don't even remember which song it was, but I remember double checking my radio because I wasn't sure that I was, I wasn't sure that it was a gospel song and that I was still listening to Praise FM, because a lot of the gospel music has really pivoted to sounding more secular. Yeah. But if you listen to the words, it's still about the word.
Yeah. So I don't know how people are going to feel about that change, but you know what what we all should be realizing is that the same people that go to church on Sunday morning are the same people that are listening to mainstream radio. And I mean, you know, it's just all of us are in this together. When we really, really just stop and take a moment to think about it, everybody, we're all in this together, trying to get to the same place. I mean, prayerfully, people want to be in heaven. People want, you know what I'm saying? People want to succeed, and they want their souls protected. And so it's kind of crazy that we got the church. Sometimes it throws stones at the world, and the world throws stones at the church. And it's like, in actuality, we kind of want to get to the same place. At least the majority of us do.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So I know that you started Delaney Land Music. It's, you know, online production, on demand production, really, for people who want to do a deep dive and just get in there and get going concerning the music industry. Who are some of the clients that you're working with? And I know there's probably a lot of incredible stories there.
Oh, my goodness. So one of our strongest clients, that, I mean, I guess most recognizable, is Darwin Hobbs, who penned and wrote and sang a song called He's Able that was sang in like pretty much every church. We also have a couple of other clients that we call them VIP clients, that we really don't disclose who they are, but I'm excited about them wanting to get involved. But we do have a story that I think is pretty, pretty, pretty awesome. A young man called us and he says, "Man, I saw your on-demand production company, and I'm getting ready to get married in 2 weeks. I do not sing at all. But can you make me sound good? And can I sing a song to my future bride?" And I thought that was the craziest thing. I said, yeah. Right. So I said, "Yes, we can do this." And I said, I mean, I'm thinking in my head, I said, "Oh my God, we're going to have to auto-tune this man up." But I mean, so he decides to fly in to Chicago, which is where I am. He decides to fly in and he says, "Man, I would like to work directly with you for this song for my bride." And actually what he did was he moved out of his home, moved his fiance into his home, gave her $100,000 and said, "Renovate this house the way you want to, so that when we get married, I'll move back in." And he told me, he says, "When I move back in, I want to play this song." And I mean, I said, the pressure is on.
Wow, that is beautiful.
Yeah. And so he comes to Chicago, we record the song, and in 2 weeks, he gets married. And so I'm going to unfold the story as it actually unfolds to me, and we'll let you know more of what happened.
Oh my goodness. That is so beautiful and so incredible, and really just a testament about what you're doing, even during these challenging times.
Wow. Yeah. It's been cool. That was one of the coolest things. And I told him, I said, "Bro, you're making all of us husbands look awful, like pretty bad."
So, you know, when you have someone like that, where do you begin?
Oh my goodness. So it goes back to, it all starts with a song. So what happened was, you know, of course, he's not a singer. He's not a songwriter. We have songwriters also on as a part of the program. So people can, you know, subscribe and say, "Hey, I don't have a song," but we have songwriters that will write a song. So we had one of our songwriters, Delwyn Elan is his name. He wrote a song for him that's specific to his situation. And then once he got the song, we brought him into the studio. I came into the studio. Of course, he does not sing at all. I mean, he would not be mad with me saying this. He was in there barking. And so like, I had to go in there, teacher, and tell him, I said, "Okay, singing, we have to almost take away your entire bark and just turn it into a whisper." And so we turned it into a whisper, and just kind of, I said, "I want you to just almost talk whisper to your wife. Tell her how much you love her through this song." And from that moment, we were able to kind of paint a picture with his voice. Of course, we'll put some sauce on it in the back stages of production. We're going to coat it with some background vocals that really, really sing. And hopefully we're able to hide that in there. And this will be a pretty thing for his wife to really, really appreciate.
I think that is so absolutely beautiful what you're doing. And it sounds really, you know, these are really just like incredible stories. And I think so many people out there may be listening and maybe feel discouraged. They have this dream or this vision and they kind of feel like it's been sidelined, especially because of the pandemic. But I always believe that what the devil meant for bad, I'm so glad God meant it for my good. I think my bishop that I grew up in Greater Mount Calvary Holy Church with Bishop
Owens.
Susie C. Owens, and I actually did sing in the youth concert choir YCC way back in the day. We thought we were doing something special. I think we were.
Wow.
But I remember Bishop would always say, what the devil meant for bad, I'm so glad God meant it for my good.
Yeah.
And I think that is something that I have held on to and continue to hold on to as we navigate this pandemic. And it's just so refreshing to hear your voice and hear your story and hear how you are really pivoting and shifting and expanding who you are and what you're able to do.
Yeah. I don't think I ever could have imagined this. Like when, of course, walking away from baseball, everybody probably was just like, you're an idiot, right? But they didn't see this whole story. They didn't see this. I didn't see this. I didn't know that I would one day pivot to a CEO of a company that supplies the needs, music needs of people. I didn't see that. And if they would have saw that, then maybe they would have hushed up. But I mean, you know, God has a way of just taking you and just like thrusting you into destiny. And so this is where I am right now. And I see myself, and I told my wife, I said, I see this as a $1 billion company. Like, it is beautiful and it's going to help so many people and it's going to be so global. And I'm just so proud that I heard God and we're doing this nonstop.
Let me ask you, and we ask everyone that comes on the podcast,
okay,
to share what they would consider the good word. What is a message that would be a good word to somebody who's listening right now?
A good word, I would say, is that we as believers in Christ don't have to fight for victory. We fight from victory. And that's one of the most, I think, amazing words in this whole faith, is that when you stop and think about everything that you're going through, that victory is not even a thing we have to worry about. Like, we don't have to worry about whether or not I'm winning. I already won. He already won. Like, when he got up on the cross, when he was buried in the tomb and rose again, it's won. It's done. So everything that we're looking at all around us is temporary. And that's the most amazing thing that we have to, that I think gives us perspective and says, I don't have to worry. I don't have to fight. I'm a victory walker already. And so I think that's the word that I just want to leave with people, that whatever it is, that situation you're looking at, worried about right now, screw that. You've already won.
And the church says, amen.
Amen, church.
And so for people who want to learn more about what you're doing and following your journey, where can they find you?
Oh, so, well, you can go, I'm all over my socials. Instagram is at Todd Delaney One. Also, you can go to DelaneyLandMusic.com for more about the on-demand production company. So I'm a little bit of everywhere. All of those places, Facebook, Todd Delaney, you can find me on all of those pages. But essentially, like I say, I'm invested right now into Delaney Land Music. So you guys go there, you'll find me.
And tell us about some of your music that you have out right now.
Oh my goodness, yes. So Anthems in Glory is the latest project. It has features like Kiara, Clark Sheard, Tamela Mann, Smokey Norful, Todd Galbraith, a little bit of everyone on this project, my latest offering. I think if people go and get this, you are really, 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 we did some singing on this project and it's really powerful. So I think people will really love this one.
Well, you know, I can't have someone who is a Grammy nominated gospel singer on the podcast without asking them to give us just a little taste of something. Just a little snippet.
Let's see. Amazing Grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see.
Wow. Oh my goodness.
On
oh
the
my
spot, Tisha, you can't do me like that.
Wow. I feel goosebumps. Oh my Aww. Goodness. Okay, so you like sang. you sang. That is so wonderful. That is so wonderful. I love it. I love to hear it. I love to see it. We definitely want to continue to follow your journey. Please keep us posted on the latest and greatest. And for everyone listening, please be sure to subscribe. We are on iTunes, Audioboom, and Google Play. We are also on Facebook. Just search the Good Word Podcast. And we took a little summer break, but we are back now, up and running, ready to rock and roll for the fall. We've been doing our podcast via Zoom, but as you all know, Fox has a brand new state-of-the-art studio that we just built in the DMV area, specifically in Bethesda. So we should be broadcasting from our new podcast studios, hopefully sooner rather than later. Todd Delaney, Grammy-nominated gospel artist, former baseball player, and CEO of Delaney Music Production. Thank you. You really, really blessed us and touched us. And I hope, I pray that there was a word for somebody, a word of encouragement, the push that you're looking for. What are all the memes say? If you're looking for a sign, this is it. Absolutely. This is your sign.
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Tisha. Thanks for having me.